Hi. I thought about this idea for Parashat Beshalach. I wrote it down, and I would like to read it to you now. I will be reading from what I wrote instead of just speaking freely like I usually do. In Parashat Beshalach, we learn about the manna, the heavenly food that descended daily, and each family gathered exactly the amount that was needed. On Shabbat, the manna didn't come, and the families gathered twice as much on Friday. The significance of the manna is that it teaches us that Hashem guides the world. He gives each one what he needs. It is a lesson in bitachon, in faith. We commemorate the event every Shabbat with the mitzvah of Lechem Mishnah, two loaves of bread. The chief expression of Oneg Shabbat is eating on Shabbat, and the only concrete obligation is the blessing on the two loaves. Other than that, every person can eat what they want to eat. Like the two loaves is the foundation of the Shabbat meal. And the Shabbat meal is the focal point of Shabbat. The prayer services are indeed significant, but the Shabbat meals are really the focal point of the Shabbat. The whole family is looking forward to the meal from Friday afternoon already, and to be honest with ourselves, even during the prayer services, we are looking forward to the Shabbat meal. Shabbat is a gift to the Jewish people from Hashem. It gives us so much and adds so much to our lives. At its simplest level, it forces us to rest from our hectic week, get a good meal, and some well-needed rest. It puts a framework to our week, keeping us sane in the high-pressured, fast-paced world of today. For people who work all week long, Shabbat is a time to learn Torah. It is a time that we have an opportunity to learn with our children. Shabbat puts meaning to our lives, as it reminds us that there is something else to live for other than mundane activities. It enforces our belief that Hashem created the world and strengthens our faith that He provides for all our needs. Shabbat also, in a very profound way, offers opportunity for building families. Parenting magazines and self-help books today constantly talk about the importance of families dining together. It builds relationships and it elevates the intellectual capacity of the children. Judaism has a built-in method for achieving this goal. It's called Shabbat. And more precisely, it is the Shabbat meals. The Shabbat meals, if managed correctly, will be the most important family time you can ever enjoy. It is a time when everyone is relaxed, when the work of the week is finished, and there is nothing to do except enjoy the good food, songs, and company of the family. It is an occasion for updating. It is a chance to talk, to exchange ideas and views, to share insights on the Torah reading, and a reason to compliment the Eshet Chayil, the woman of valor, for the good food. The warm family atmosphere that the Shabbat table offers is not automatic. The Shabbat table only provides the perfect setting, but the atmosphere is up to the participants, especially the parents. If the parents, or any participant for that matter, will sit there frowning, or be angry, or speak critically, then the mood will be damaged and the opportunity to build a cohesive loving family on the foundation of the beauty of Shabbat will indeed be lost. So in order to get the benefit of the Shabbat meal, you must make sure that the atmosphere will be relaxed and the conversation affable. Refrain from negative remarks. Refrain from arguing, even when you're right. Criticism and certainly gossip and insults must be avoided. Don't bring up issues that push people's buttons, whether they are personal issues, political, religious, or philosophical issues. If you know it will agitate someone, please don't bring them up. Parents must be extra careful not to embarrass their children by saying things to their children that make them uncomfortable, even if the parents think that the issue is not the type of issue to embarrass someone. Refrain from discussions on frivolous activities and entertainment. Even if during the week you engage in frivolous activities, like watching television or professional sports, try not to discuss them at the Shabbat table. If the conversation of the Shabbat table is like the conversation during the week, the enjoyable effect of Shabbat will be damaged. You will get much more out of Shabbat if you focus your conversation on happy subjects, intellectual topics, ethical dilemmas, and Torah. Calmness, happiness, acceptance, and patience are the moods that need to linger in the dining room. The song should be happy or beautiful. They should be fun. The Divrei Torah should be appropriate and interesting to the ages and backgrounds of the participants. If there are different age groups, try and say something for everyone. Maybe a story for the children and a Dvar Torah that is appropriate for the adults. It is good to have guests at the Shabbat meals, not only as it is a mitzvah, but it is also an enjoyable as you share thoughts with other people. It is good for the children to see the parents bringing guests on Shabbat, as they will learn from them and they will bring guests into their homes as well. If you are in a family that invites guests frequently, then it is crucial to have some Shabbat meals without guests. Many times the presence of guests hinder the children from speaking their minds, saying words of Torah, and just feeling at home. So some family time is essential. It isn't right to always bring guests at the detriment of the children's feeling of freedom and desire to articulate their thoughts freely. Sometimes you're just not in the mood for Shabbat meals. You are tired, maybe aggravated about something going on in your life that happened during the week. Maybe you just feel like eating quickly and walking away. It is natural for this to happen from time to time. But if you have a family, you don't have this luxury to just walk away. The parents need to present a good cheer at the Shabbat table at all costs. So when this happens, you need to strengthen yourself psychologically and make Shabbat special. Just like an actor in a play or a teacher in front of a classroom who may not be in the right mood to act or teach, but pushes themselves to deliver the performance, so too a tired, moody, or immersed in thought parent must deliver a nice Shabbat atmosphere to the family. The show must always go on. The long-term effects that the atmosphere of Shabbat will have on the family will be a close, connected, and warm family that will always try to get together on Shabbat in the future. So enjoy your Shabbat with your family. Shabbat Shalom.